Blog Talk Radio.
Might as well put your hands together.
Once again, tuned in to, are you a liability or an asset to the Kingdom of God Internet Radio Show? I am your host, Brother James Brown Jr., and we do come to you live each and every Thursday and every Saturday night from Hopper Woods, Michigan, from 8 o'clock until 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, on tonight, I will be delivering God's Word on tonight. So I'm asking our listeners, because we have a lot to bring forth to you all in tonight through God's Word. So I'm going to kind of go through this kind of in a way, the way the Lord gave it to me, so that I can give it to you, the listeners. And I pray that you all receive this word, because it was not only for me, but I know it's for someone else as well on tonight. So get your Bibles, get your pens and paper ready, because we do have a lot of scriptures that we're going to go through together on tonight as we go through this word. But we always open up with prayer. I'm asking our listeners, if you would please pray with me, because we serve an awesome God who can hear and answer all of our prayers at the same time. What a mighty, awesome God we serve. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we, your children, we are coming together once again, touching and agreeing and realizing and knowing that you are God all by yourself, and you have and hold all power in heaven and in earth. It's in your hands. So now, Lord, we come asking that you would move by your Spirit tonight through your word. And I pray first and foremost that you will forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, starting with myself, my entire family, and every saved believer all over the land that are being faithful doers of your word. Forgive us of all of our sins and our transgressions, so that our work for you on earth will not be in vain. We continue to lift up all those that are sick and afflicted all over the land. Touch, heal, and deliver as only you can in the name of Jesus. And Father, we ask that you would move by your Spirit to continue your comfort and strength in those that are bereaved on tonight. Continue to let them feel your peace, your joy, your strength, your presence, even as they continue to go through the hour of bereavement all over the land. In Jesus' name we pray. We pray, Lord, that you will move by your Spirit on tonight through your word, through your Holy Spirit. Help me to decrease so that you may increase in me, because it's not me, but it's you, and through your Holy Spirit, that your word is going to go forth. So I pray that you use me on tonight, that you will get the glory through your word. And that the word will be received on tonight, and it will be a blessing and a help to someone that's tuning in on tonight or listening through the worldwide platform, that you will get the glory. We thank you for your grace and your mercy toward each one of us in the name of Jesus. We don't deserve it, but we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Pray, Lord, that your word will go forth to the point that Should there be any listener that's tuned in on tonight or listening by way of social media, if they're not saved in Jesus' name, it's our hope, our prayer, and desire that something will be said through your word on tonight that will touch their hearts, that they will open their own mouth and ask the Lord Jesus Christ to forgive them of their sins, and they would ask him to come into their hearts and save them even on tonight, if you would get the glory. Have your way. And Father, continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry and platform. Even those that have tuned in on tonight for the first time, bless them as well. And grant them all the desires of their hearts that will give you glory, honor, and praise in our prayer. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, tonight we have another scripture food for thought, and it comes to us saying, a person of words but not of deeds is like a garden with no flowers, only weeds. Once again, tonight's spiritual food for thought. A person of words but not of deeds is like a garden with no flowers, only weeds. Now, that's powerful within itself. Think about it. I welcome all comments and feedback from all listeners. Always email me at all lowercase james_brown1558@yahoo.com or on Facebook. And please take note that I do not own the copyrights to any music or songs played over this worldwide ministry or platform. I want to say before we get ready to go into God's word, we do realize, according to the calendar, tomorrow is Mother's Day. We want to send a happy Mother's Day greetings to all mothers that may be tuning in on tonight. And we even lift up those of our mothers, my mother, Pastor Norman King and Mary Ann King, and Sister Essie on the line tonight from North Carolina. We lift up Maggie Mae King. I continue to lift up my sister, Barbara Curtis, who have gone on to be with the Lord, and all mothers that have made their heavenly transitions. But we know that their labor in the earth is not in vain. So the word of God says our works will follow us. So we thank God for our mothers that even have made their heavenly transition and are now resting in the Lord. We continue to bless their spirits and memories as well. So happy Mother's Day to all mothers on tonight. And continue to always put God first in everything you do that will continue to give him glory, honor, and praise. We can ready to go to our music break real quick, and then we're going to come back because we have a lot to cover on tonight. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready. Follow along as we go through God's word on tonight. And tonight's message title is, True Peace is a Gift from God. Tonight's message is, True Peace is a Gift from God. What a gift. Not only is Jesus Christ his son, our heavenly father's son, but our risen Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ is the perfect gift for mankind. He paid our sin debt with his own blood on the cross, and he died for us. He is one of God's gifts to us as well. And then we also have true peace that we need to know that this peace is a gift from God. So we're going to give it a go to our music break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to get directly and through this word. So I pray that while the music work is going forth, that you, if you have not already gotten your Bibles up, that you would get your Bibles, and you want to jot down some notes, you can get your pens and paper ready to follow along as we go through God's word together on tonight. So in the meantime, we're going to go to our music break, and I'm asking the Lord to cover me, that his word goes forth with power on tonight, that you all will hear what he's saying and not me, that God will get the glory. Cover me, Lord, is the music break song. Enjoy.
Cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy cover me, Lord, with thy presence. Oh, cover me, Lord, with thy cover me, Lord, with thy spirit. Oh, cover me with thyself. Oh, cover me with thy presence. Hey, oh. Oh, cover me, if you cover me, I'll be protected. If you cover me, I'll be shielded. Oh, cover me. I don't want to be exposed anymore. Cover me. Oh, cover me. Under shadow of the Almighty, I need to be covered today. Oh, cover me. Oh. With thy
breath. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. Cover me, Lord. And not only me, but I'm asking the Lord to cover all the saints, all of the true believers, all of those that have accepted Jesus Christ as their personal Lord and Savior and that are being faithful doers of his word. We need to be covered by the blood of Jesus, so that we would be able to fulfill our God's purpose and assignments in the earth that he has ordained for us, each one of us to do, that he get the glory. So now we're ready to go into the word. Again, I pray that you have your Bibles and pens and paper ready to follow along. I'm going to be using various scriptures as we go through this word on tonight. I'm going to use the Amplified Bible and then also the King James Version of the Bible pertaining to certain scriptures. So as we start this message off on tonight, Every Christian, not some, but every Christian should always remember the promises of our risen Savior, Jesus Christ. We can find that in Matthew, the book of Matthew, King James Version of the Bible, Matthew chapter 28, verse 20, when he says unto each one of us, he says, let us know surely. And when I say, when he said the word surely, I'm paraphrasing, that means that's a promise. Surely means a promise from God. He says, Jesus is letting us know that surely I am with you. He's letting us know that he is with us always, even to the very end of the age. Although we know and believe it at some time in our lives as Christians, we believe God's word and we know it for a fact. But sometimes in our flesh, we are human, and God realized this, and he knows that we are in our flesh. But sometimes there are times when, if you haven't felt lonely, as my mother used to say, just keep living. Sometimes you can be, I know I have experienced this myself, and I know that I'm sure that I'm not the only one. Sometimes we can be in a crowd. We can be in a crowd of people. We can be in a group of people. We can be in the midst of our own family members and friends, but there are some of those times that you still, and moments that we still feel lonely, but we need to remember the word of the Lord. Remember Jesus' words. He said that he is with us always. So I do find comfort and strength in knowing that, again, he is a promise keeper, because when I start feeling lonely in my flesh, the Lord will speak to my heart and let me know. Jesus will let me know. He will whisper to me in my spirit and let me know that I'm with you. Even though you may feel lonely and you may feel alone, he's letting me know, and he will let you know as well that you and I, we are never alone. So I'm going to ask this question of tonight. Have you ever prayed for something and yet it has not manifested for you in the natural, that you cannot see it physically? I know I have. Once again, have you, and I'm sure you Have you ever prayed for something and you do not see it yet? It has not yet manifested for you to be able to see it in the natural with your physical eyes, and yet you see others, you see your other sisters and brothers in Christ, family members, friends, neighbors, even some that are not saved in Jesus' name and have not professed Jesus Christ in their own lives, in their hearts, as their personal Lord and Savior. You have seen these people with your own eyes and be blessed and receive blessings, blessings upon blessings. So if you can answer that question honestly and say yes, because I know I have, I felt that way before myself. But if so, stop. And I remind myself too, I have to stop sometime and remember Jesus. Remember that Jesus is still a promise keeper. He is a promise keeper that we can hold on to the peace that he gives that go way beyond our understanding, which is another gift from God, which will bring different scriptures to our minds. For an example, in the Amplified Bible, if you would go to Philippians, I'm going to give you some examples here. In the Amplified Bible regarding when we see others being blessed and we don't seem like our blessing is going to come, stand on God's word and his promises. In the Amplified Bible, in the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse 19, and it says, and it reads, "And my God will liberally supply," which means he will fill until full your every need, my every need, according to his riches and glory. I'm going to read that again. This is coming from the Amplified Bible. In the book of Philippians, chapter 4, verse 19, it reads, "And my God will liberally supply, fill until full," which that's what it means. When he says he will liberally supply, he will fill us until we are full, all of our needs are met according to his riches and glory in Christ Jesus. The King James Version of the Bible, which from that same chapter, reads differently, but it means the same thing. The King James Version of that same scripture says, "But my God shall supply all your needs, all according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus." So you, my sister, you, my brother, we need to know true peace is a gift from God, and it comes from God. So when we still see that others are being blessed and we still don't think that our blessing is going to come through, guess what? In the book of Philippians, the King James Version of the Bible, chapter 4, verse 4, we need to be reminded that even though we don't see our blessings manifested in the physical yet in the natural, Philippians 4 and 4 says, we can still rejoice in the Lord while waiting for God to supply our needs. Now, isn't that something? I know for myself, and I am a witness, there's a lot of things that I have prayed for, and I have not received them yet. But guess what? In the meantime, I'm still going to give God praise. I'm going to give God glory, honor for who he is, because, again, he is a promise keeper. He is still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his people that are being faithful doers of his word and not just hearers only. So God will supply. See, he knows when to bless us. Sometimes we asking God for different things, and he knows that we're going to receive them. But sometimes he wants to know that we are ready to receive those blessings. And sometimes we think we are ready, but he knows better. He knows when we are ready to receive the blessings and the prayers that we have prayed for. So in the meantime, don't give up on God. Still give him glory, honor, and praise while you are waiting for your blessings to manifest in the natural. So doing this, and while you are doing this, he continues to let us feel his true peace. He let us feel his true peace, even though we have prayed for something and we don't see it yet. He gives us true peace because we can trust God, knowing that he is going to come through us, through for us, according to his word. Why? In the book of John, chapter 14, verses 27, from the Amplified Bible, the book of John, going to answer that question for us. The Amplified Bible of John chapter 14, verse 27 says, "Peace I leave with you, my own peace. Now I now give and bequeath to you that my perfect peace calm you." Now that's how it reads in the Amplified Bible. Again, that's found in John, the book of John, chapter 14, verse 27. I'm going to read that again. It says, "Peace I leave with you, my own. I now give and bequeath to you that my perfect peace calm you." In that same chapter, the King James Version of that same scripture reads differently, but it all means the same thing. The King James Version reads and says, "Peace I leave with you, my peace." Now, we know that that's Jesus talking. "My peace I give unto you, not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid." Then we're going to go right down to verse number 28 in the King James Version, same chapter, John, the same book of John, chapter 14, verse number 28 says, "Ye have heard how I said unto you, I go away and come again unto you. If you love me," if, that's a good question. He said, "If you love me, you will rejoice." So when we say we love the Lord, when we say we are called according to his purpose, we've been doers of his word. He let us know that we can still rejoice, even though we have not received our blessings. We don't see it yet. We cannot touch it. He said, we can still rejoice because he said, I go unto the Father. This is Jesus still talking. He says, I go unto the Father. Father is greater than I. Then we're going to go right on down to verse number 29, and it reads, "And now I have told you before it come to pass, that when it is come to pass, ye might believe." This is a different way of knowing true peace is a gift from God. Now, this is a different way of knowing that true peace still comes from God, even while we're waiting. As Christians, we cannot and we should not never try to substitute God's peace, which leads us back to Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7. "And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." Now, that's powerful. I like that. I hope that you are hearing that word as true Christians, as true believers in Jesus Christ. We cannot afford to, and we should never try to substitute God's peace, which leads us back to the book of Philippians chapter 4, verse number 7. And it says again, "And the peace of God, which passes all understanding," to my mankind's understanding, to God's ways are not our ways. So he says it passes all understanding, but he said, "Keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus." So when we as Christians, when we truly have peace with God, we are happy and we are satisfied with him. We should be if we are not. Again, when you and I, as sisters and brothers in Christ, believers in Jesus Christ, followers of Jesus Christ, doers of his word, when we truly have peace with God, we are happy and we are satisfied with him, not only with him, but with his word and his promises. Because again, he is a promise keeper. He is still watching over his word to perform it. And he don't go back on his word. He don't forget. See, our Heavenly Father is not like man. He don't get amnesia. God remember his word, and he knows who is faithful. He knows who are being faithful doers of his word and not just hearers only, because we have a lot of people in the body of Christ that are hearing God's word, but they're not doing nothing. But we all one day got to give an account when we stand before the judgment bar, when we stand before God and give an account for every deed done in our body, the good and the bad. We are going to give an account. You, my sister, and my brother, as well as myself. That means from the pastor, from the bishop, all, as they used to say in the old church, from the front, from the pulpit to the back door, everyone is going to give an account. So when we are being doers of his word, that's what it goes back to. When we are being faithful doers of God's word and not just hearers only, he gives us, as we use our spiritual gifts, that will glorify him. As we continue to be doers of his word and give God all the glory, honor, and praise that due his name, and as we continue to use our spiritual gifts that God has given to each one of us, that will continue to give him glory, while we are waiting on our blessing to come through, and then we, at the same time, we realize and we know that this is another gift from God. His true peace is a gift from God. Aren't you grateful tonight for the peace of God, knowing that God extends his peace to us? He don't have to do that, but he does. So as we continue on, we look in the book of Ephesians, the book of Ephesians chapter 2, verse number 10. Once again, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, and this is coming from the King James Version of the Bible, which says that in the dispensation of the fullness of time, again, that is, that in the dispensation of the fullness of times, he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven and which are on earth. Even in him, we continue to hold on to knowing God's true peace, and that it is a gift from God. So we continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands, knowing that God is a promise keeper, and he's still watching over his word to perform it in the lives of his faithful doers. Then we continue to go down in the same book, Ephesians. We're going to go backwards to Ephesians chapter 1. Go backwards to chapter 1 in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verse 11. He gives us a reminder to every believer. And this word says, in whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated. In other words, I'm paraphrasing, we who have been predestinated, meaning we have been chosen according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Then verse 11, go down to verse number 11. We want to continue what he's saying to us, that we should be to the praise of his glory, who first trusted in Christ. See, we as Christians, we should always look to Jesus to fill our emptiness. We should always look to Jesus, knowing again that he and God, the Father, are one. That's the triune spirit, God the Father, Jesus the Son, and then the Holy Spirit who lives in every believer. So when we have that connection, we know that we should never feel lonely. We should know that we should never feel empty, because we know that Jesus Christ, he will, through his Holy Spirit, fill our emptiness. Because I know that there's been a times when I felt that I was not only lonely, but I did not feel fulfilled in the Lord. We all get weak sometimes in the flesh, and Jesus, God knows this, because we are flesh. We are human beings. So as Christians, the closer we walk with God, and that's so important that we realize and we remember, I love that song that says, just a closer walk with thee, daily, every day, granted Jesus, if you please, daily walking. Daily walking. So that's what he's talking about. The closer we as Christians walk with God, the more peace in him we will experience. And I found that to be very true. I remember a lot of times I would hear my mother walking through the house sometime at night, and she probably thought that we were all asleep. It would be at night, and she thought we were all asleep. But sometimes the Lord would allow me to wake up in the night, and I would hear her walking through the house, praying, crying, singing, giving God glory and honor and praise for who he is, and knowing that he is her way maker, and knowing that he will provide for her and for her children. So when we have that closeness, and when we have that closer walk with God, and the closer walk with Jesus, again, the more we do that, the more we will experience his peace in him, which leads us to leave the cares of this world behind us. So that's why we need to continue to hold on to God's unchanging hands, because he don't want us to be conformed to this world, because this world will lead us down the wrong path. This world will take us away from God, and that's what the enemy does. See, the enemy, the father of lies, Satan, that's one of his worst fears, is that any child of God that is saved in Jesus' name, if they actually get into God's word and they continue to hold and profess the promises of God, they continue to keep their peace in God, knowing that God has given them peace, even though he sees, the enemy sees us struggling. Not only do the enemy see us struggling, God knows when we are struggling too. So that's why it's so important that we pray. God, he sees our hearts. The enemy, mankind, can only look at the outer appearance of each one of our hearts, but God searches our hearts, and he sees the inside. So that's what I love about God. He knows who is for real. He knows who's really truly serving him. He knows whose praise and worship is for real. So we don't have to be fake around people. So when you are waiting on your blessing to come through, don't give up on God. Don't stop praising him. Don't stop praying. Don't stop reading your word. That should draw you even closer to God, because, again, he is going to come through for you. Because especially if your prayer, your desire, he said he would give you the desires of your heart. But he's going to give you the desires of your heart that's going to give him glory, honor, and praise. And as long as according, if it's in his will, he's going to make sure that that blessing comes to you, and you're going to receive that blessing. So don't be bamboozled by the enemy. Don't be tricked. Don't be fooled by the enemy just because you see your neighbors, some of your church members, your co-workers, your friends, family members, even some of your enemies seem to be, you hear what I said, seem to be receiving all types of blessings. They seem that all their prayers are always being answered. But you've just been praying for years and years and years and months and weeks, and you have not got your breakthrough yet. So the enemy will start whispering in your ear, see, God is not a promise keeper. He's not all that he claimed to be. But that's a trick of the enemy. He wants you to give up on God. Don't give up on God, because God would never give up on you. Aren't you grateful tonight, knowing that God would never give up on us? I am so grateful that God is who he is. And as the old folks used to say, he sits high and he looks low. But he still holds and maintains all power in heaven and in earth. And he knows when to bless his people. Because he knows that some of us, when we receive a blessing, we're going to turn right back to the world. We're going to forget all about him. That's why I love how God, he knows who he can trust with the blessing. And he knows if he blessed some people, they are just going to walk away from him, and then it's going to turn right into the world, and that's what the enemy wants. Yeah, receive that blessing. Go ahead and get that blessing. But don't you bless nobody else when you get it. You just walk away from God. You got what you asked for, so you no longer need God. Now you can just come back into the world and do all the things that you wanted to do, that you think you're big and bad enough to do. And I will lead you and right on down that dark path, and you forget all about God, forget all about his promises, and forget all about that peace that he gave you while you were waiting on your blessing to come through. That's how the enemy talks to you. He talks to our flesh. So as we continue on, in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse number 28, the book of Matthew, coming from the King James Version of the Bible, the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28, this is Jesus talking. Jesus himself, he said, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden," even, I'm paraphrasing, "even those that can't seem to find true peace from God," Jesus is still going on to say, to all of us, he says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest." and I'm paraphrasing again, not only will Jesus give us rest, but he also will give us true peace, which still comes from him and God, again, because they are one. And again, this is a gift, another gift from God. I think I need to read that again because somebody didn't catch that. Again, the book of Matthew, chapter 11, verse 28, Jesus said, come unto me, not to man, not to the world, not to the enemy, not to your friend, but Jesus said, you come to me. I will supply all your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's what the Lord Jesus said. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, I will give you rest. And I love his, how he says, not as the world give it, but I will give you true rest and true peace, which is a gift from God. So we need to realize that some Christians don't have peace. And it's a fact. It's true. You may know some yourself. Maybe you may be one of those Christians. Hopefully you're not. But there are some Christians that don't have peace because they feel they have been rejected. And see, when some people feel like they have been rejected, they take it out on everybody. But like what the old phrase say, misery loves company. But there are some people like that too. When they are miserable and they're waiting on a blessing and it seems like their blessing just won't come because they are miserable and they want to feel like they want to throw in the towel and give up on God, they want other people around them to feel the same way. But that's not how a true Christian should conduct themselves. See, God is not pleased with that. If you have that type of mentality and attitude, that you can't wait on God to receive your blessing, because again, he knows exactly when to bless us. Again, he is a promise keeper. You remember his word. He don't forget. So when he says he's going to bless you, and that's what he says in his word, you can cast all your cares upon me because I care for you. And he will give you the desires of your heart that's going to give him glory, honor, and praise. Again, he's not going to give you a blessing that's going to turn you away from him. Because Jesus died for us. He went through too much for any one of us to walk away from God. Even though we see this all the time, even in terms of our families, we have members of our families. We have people in the body of Christ that we have known that have professed Jesus Christ and gave their life to Jesus Christ. It started off right, but for some reason, away from God. And some of them have not yet returned. They forgot that true peace that they were seeking, they forgot that it comes from God. And so they just gave up on the world because things weren't going their way. And like their blessing, it seemed like their blessing just wasn't going to come, but they just gave up on God and went back into the world. And that's exactly what the enemy wants. So you, my sister, you, my brother, Jesus Christ calls us his loved ones. We are the church. So loved ones, my sister, my brother, my friend in Christ Jesus, if this is you, you need to look at the cross. See Jesus. If you're one of those that feel like you want to give up and throw in the towel because you don't see your blessing, don't like it's going to come through, it's not going to manifest, it's not going to happen for you, don't give up on God. Don't give up on his promises. Look to the cross. Look to see Jesus. We as Christians sometimes in the flesh, I know I'm guilty, and I know that some of you may be guilty as well. You may not admit it, but God knows each one of us. He knows better than we know ourselves. So I know personally that there have been times when I have been disobedient, other times when I sinned and knew that I was sinning before I did it. If you're honest with yourself, you can say the same thing. Yes, me too. Yes, so when we are disobedient and we are sinning, we have God's peace. But guess what? It's not the same. So when we want to have God's true peace, when we know that we have been disobedient and we know that we have done something that's against God's will and we know we have sinned, aren't you grateful tonight to know that when we repent, and that's what I love about Jesus, when we repent, when we go to Jesus Christ and ask for forgiveness of our sins, and we stop being disobedient and start being obedient, and we ask Jesus Christ to forgive us of our sins, that he will restore us. We will be restored back to God. And then we will be able to pick up and receive that true peace again, which is a gift from God. So if you know that you are not saved, this is for those of you that may be listening on tonight. If you have not confessed the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, or if you are one of those that have walked away from God for whatever reasons, this message is for you on tonight. It's for all of us. But it's for you too if you are an unbeliever, if you have not confessed the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior on tonight. You can be saved even after hearing his word. You need to surrender your life to Jesus. You need to ask him to forgive you of your sins and your transgressions. Then you need to ask Jesus Christ to come into your heart. And then that way, once he do and he will save you, then you too will know what it is to have true peace, which is a gift from God. In the book of Romans, in the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 9, and this is for those that have not yet received Jesus Christ, if you're listening in tonight, because this worldwide ministry and platform is going throughout the prisons throughout the United States, and I thank God for opening that door. Not to say that everyone that's incarcerated behind prison bars are not saved, because there are some that are saved. But for those of you that may be hearing my voice on tonight, open up your heart. Book of Romans, 10, and verse 9 says this way, for every man, I'm paraphrasing, every man, woman, boy, or girl, who is not yet saved in Jesus' name by faith, his word says that if, this is what Romans 10 and chapter 10, verse 9 says, that if any, that if you shall confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart that God has raised Jesus, his son, from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Then if you go right on down to verse number 10 of the same chapter, Romans chapter 10, verse 10, it lets us know there's only one way that we can be saved. If you're not saved on tonight, don't let anyone fool you and try to tell you that there's other ways that you can be saved. The word of God says there's only one way that anyone can be saved, and that's through his son, Jesus Christ. Because guess what? He is the one who died for you. God is our creator. He did not die for us. Jesus, his son, did with his own sinless blood on the cross. So that's why we have to come through Jesus Christ in order to be saved. So verse number 10 of Romans chapter 10, verse 10 says, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Wow. Now that's powerful. So again, you need to know that if you want to experience true peace, if you have not yet confessed the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, and you seem like your life is empty and nothing is working out for you and nothing is going right, well, it's not going to go right. Nothing is never going to go right until you accept the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. But that means that don't get it twisted, because you have accepted Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Don't think that the enemy is not going to come after you, because sometimes that's when things get even worse in your life. When you truly accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, the enemy is on your trail. I'm a living witness, and I know I'm not the only one. If you have been walking with the Lord for any amount of time, if you are a seasoned saint, or if you are a new babe in Christ, if you get into God's word, and you've been studying God's word, and you've been prayerful, and you've been praying, and you have a personal relationship with God, and you know that his true peace is a gift from him, then the enemy is going to come after you. He's going to try to make you doubt God. He's going to try to make you give up on God. He's going to try to make you doubt that this peace that God gives is a gift. But it's just something that God talks about, but he don't come through and prove to us that it's a gift from him. But this is a gift from God. When we experience his true peace that only comes from God, yes, it is a gift from God. He gives us so many gifts that we don't deserve, and true peace is one of them. We can thank God for his grace and mercy, which we don't deserve. We thank God for Jesus Christ, his son, his only begotten, beloved son. He said, in whom I'm well pleased that he gave his life. He came down from glory in the form of flesh as a baby to pay our sin debt on the cross. And he died. Before he died, he was wounded. He was bruised. He was spat upon. He was scandalized and criticized and wounded for our transgression. They pierced him in the side. They nailed his hands to the cross. He nailed his feet to the cross. And then they, at the end, pierced him in the side. But he didn't give up on us. He died for us to pay our sin debt, a debt that we could not pay, but that he knew it was a debt that we owed, but we could not pay it. So he wants us, he wants each one of us, even you that are not saved in Jesus' name, he wants you to experience that true peace that only comes from God. So we need to stand on God's word. Thank God for Jesus. Thank God that through Jesus Christ, we can experience that true peace, and we can know that it is a gift from God, and we don't take it lightly or for granted. Because everybody that's walking around with a smile on their face, a lot of them do not have true peace. They are worriers. They are doubters. They don't believe God's word. They're not trying to walk in the way of the Lord. They're not trying to and pray and ask the Lord that his will be done in their lives, that so that he would be glorified through them, and then use the gifts that he blessed and the talents that he blessed us with to give him glory, honor, and praise. So don't take this lightly, this gift from God, which is that he extends to each one of us, his true peace. I thank God for it. Because, again, sometimes as Christians, we don't feel like we have peace. And that sometimes in our lives, if you have not experienced it, you keep living. You may experience it. That sometimes you feel like God has walked away from you and he's forgotten all about you. But no, he don't forget. And he is a promise keeper. So this word was for everyone on tonight. This word was for me as well. So as I share this message that I heard, I'm sharing it with you all on tonight. And I pray that you share it with someone else on not only just on tonight, but somewhere down the line that you may be able to share this word with someone on tonight. Because God will sometimes put us in a position to let us be around others. And as we hear them talk, and if we listen with our hearts and our minds, open minds, we can hear the emptiness that they have in their hearts. And he will be able to let us share this word with them so that they can get back on the right track. And they will also realize and know, again, that God is a promise keeper, that he will extend his true peace to them if they walk upright, if they be faithful doers of his word, if they follow Jesus Christ. So I pray that this has been a blessed word for someone on tonight, and that you have received this word on tonight. So we get ready to open up the phone lines. If there's anyone that may want to ask me a question pertaining to tonight's message, you have an opportunity to do so. Right now, the phone lines are open. So I pray that you all have received this word on tonight and that it was a blessing to every listener. The phone lines are open.
James, you did a very good job.
Thank you, Sister Marianne.
I really needed to hear that, baby.
See, that's exactly what I'm talking about. See, the Lord knows exactly what we need. And he knew who was going to be listening. And he knows exactly what we need. And I just thank God for being obedient to be able to share this word with not only, because this word was for me too. So I thank God that it did not fall on deaf ears, that you're going to be strengthened through this word, and God is going to be even more glorified through you, Sister Marianne. Thank you. Yeah. Anyone else?
Brother Brown, this is Deacon Cox. I thank you for that message. And it tells me first that charity starts in the home, and then it goes abroad. So it's going naturally hit that speaker first. So thank you for the word, my brother.
Amen. I receive that. Thank you. Anyone else?
Brother Brown. Oh, Brother Brown,
yes,
this is Sister Walker. How you doing this evening?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Wonderful. Thank you for reminding us about the peace of God. You know, it's a wonderful thing when we have that true peace. because when you have that true peace, you're able to sleep. You got a good night's rest. You're not worrying all the time. You got joy in your life. You're not upset and want to cuss people out and everything, you know. So we all need that true peace. We need that true peace that the Lord gives us. So thank you so much.
That's right. You're quite welcome. That he said that passes all understanding. Yes. Thank you so much, Sister Gwen. Anyone else? The phone lines are still open. Anyone else before we close out for tonight? Well, praise the Lord on tonight. Again, I pray that everyone, and there's a lot of people on the line that did not say anything, but I just thank God for you being on the line to be able to receive this word. And I pray that you have received this word and that it was a blessing to you on tonight, because I know this word blessed me and it helped me, because I've been in a position and situation sometimes that I did not feel God's peace, my own self. And I looked around and I saw other people being blessed. And sometimes when we're so looking at the world and what they're receiving, that we don't have that peace that passes all understanding, because we're so focused on what God is doing through other people's lives. And we just want to give up and throw in the towel. But thank God he reminds us that when we are focused on God and we have our eyes on God and we stay in his word, we continue to be faithful, that he will always grant us his true peace, and that is a gift from God. So we're going to close out for tonight. We're going to close out in prayer, as we always do. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, it's in the name of Jesus, we, your children, we are touching and agreeing that you are God alone. We thank you for your word on tonight, Heavenly Father. We thank you for reminding us that true peace is a gift from you. So we thank you for being a promise keeper. Thank you that you're still watching over your word to perform it in the lives of your people that are being faithful doers of your word and not just hearers only. So now, Lord, we continue to lift up all mothers all over the land, those that are living, those that are fearing, those that have the fear of God, meaning they're reverencing you for who you are, and they are being faithful doers of your word. We pray for them, Heavenly Father, that they will continue to be the mothers that you have ordained for them to be. Because some women have children, but they are not mothers. So we thank you for every true mother that puts you first, and you are their leader, you're their guide. We thank you for each one of them. We even thank you for our mothers that have made their heavenly transitions that are now resting in you. We continue to lift up them in their spirits, and we thank you that their works follow them, and their labor is not in vain. So we thank you for them as well. So we pray now, Lord, as we continue to move by your spirit, continue to have your way in the lives of every believer. We pray, Lord, that this word has gone forth and it has not gone out vain, that should there be any listener that have heard this word on tonight, now they will be able to open their own mouth to confess the Lord Jesus Christ according to Romans, the book of Romans, according to your word, Romans 10:9, that they would come to Jesus Christ through him, seeking forgiveness of their sins, and they would ask him to come into their hearts and profess by faith that they believe that Jesus is your son and that he died for them, and that he rose for them as well with the victory over death, hell, and the grave. They would be saved in Jesus' name. And once they are saved in his name, he would reveal to them their God purpose. And once they know their God purpose, they will walk in it and fulfill it for your glory in the earth, that you would get the glory in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless every listener that faithfully tunes in to this worldwide ministry and platform. We don't take it lightly or for granted. We thank you that you have opened the doors that prisoners around the United States can hear this word through this worldwide ministry platform and other ministries that I share with them, that you continue to be glorified, that souls will continue to be saved, backsliders will be able to come back to the fold after hearing your word, that the body of Christ will be continuously strengthened and built up and edified through your word. So we pray, Lord, that you will continue to have your way in each one of our lives, that we can continue to be doers of your word and not just hearers only. We bless your name because you're truly worthy to be praised. We thank you for the blood of Jesus that still works. We know that it will never lose its power. We thank you, Heavenly Father, that you told us in your word that once we are saved in Jesus' name, that nothing can pluck us out of your hands. So help us to be all that you have ordained for each one of us to be, that we won't look to the things of the world, but we will always look up to you, from which cometh our help. For all of our help comes from you, from the Father of lights. We bless your name because you're worthy to be praised. We thank you that you are in total control at all times, no matter what it looks like. We thank you that all power in heaven and earth is still in your hands. We give you glory, honor, and praise. So now, Lord, we pray that your word will go forth with power on tomorrow and every door that's going to be opened in Jesus' name and every social media platform where your word is going forth, as you will continue to bless the men and women of God that's going to share your word, teach and preach your word on tomorrow, that souls will be saved, backsliders come back to the fold, that the body of Christ will be built up and strengthened and edified. I continue to lift up my pastor and shepherd, Pastor Mark C. Holloway, and my church family, the Peace and Goodwill Baptist Church, and every member and everyone connected to it. Continue to bless us, use us individually, and then the corporate body of believers for your glory. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. But know that I love you, and as I always say, encourage one another in God's word, not your feelings, not with your opinions, but with God's word that's going to give him glory, honor, and praise. Know that I love you. Guess what? Know that God loves you even more. So until the next time, continue to be blessed of the Lord. Good night.
Worth saving, so you can.